I don't see myself. Welcome, folks. Excuse me. To another recording session of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. And tonight, after answering questions, I'll have my co-host, Ed Zoll, during the question-answer session. We'll be having some commentary, discussion about freedom, the state of freedom in America, and, you know, taxation, you know, what's going on? We got to do something about freedom, and we're not here to just save money people on taxes. We are here to restore freedom. Remember that, folks. My number one job is not to save anybody even $1 income tax. I'm not a tax guy. I'm a freedom guy. I'm here to restore freedom for you and for me, your family, my family, and all Americans. And in the process, guess what? We all get to lead better lives. You, your family, my family, all Americans, we don't get to be slaves. We get to be free men and enjoy our life as it was intended by our creator to live on earth where we make our choices versus a satanic system ordering us around do this and don't do that through governments. So with that, folks, we're going to cover the topic tonight of when they tax forms, 1040 tax form tell you that, you know.
Oh, wait, we're not launched yet.
You're not launched yet?
Nope.
What do you mean not launched yet?
It's not 7. I mean, he's not ready yet. He didn't get everything ready yet.
Okay. I'll be right back. Oh, that's right. Thank you. I'll be back. Let me wet my hair then.
Well, they don't hear you.
That's like, oh, okay. I know this was right back.
Okay.
I don't have anything that was normal.
Yeah, we're not live yet.
Okay, fine, then you shut me out. I'll do this.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Isaac, yeah, I was going to comment this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to launch it, launch it with the intro, and then it goes to the payment.
Okay, perfect.
Just hold on the line, though, for a second while we do that. That's not a great intro.
Okay.
So give me just one moment to load the intro into vMix, and then we'll launch it together. I'll count you guys in, okay?
All right.
Okay, you tell me when.
Great test run. Great, it sounded great. What's that, Aaron? What, do you have the template? Oh, great. Let's do Restore Freedom Hour. Let me do this. Freedom Hour dash. Just do payment live Freedom Hour, right? That'll step over in the lower third. Okay. Okay, intro is loaded. Yep, that's good. Intro is loaded.
My sensor properly?
Yeah.
Is you getting a little better focus on me, please?
You're good.
Is that going yet?
Okay,
we're not doing yet, but what's going to happen is I'm going to go live, I'm going to go to the intro, and then it's going to come to the table.
Yeah, sure, you're good. Look towards me. Go ahead. Look towards me a little. No.
Oh, move towards you.
Good.
All righty. We're actually ready to rock and roll, so let me know. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to launch intro. Ready? Counting in. It's an intro. Then as soon as you see on screen, either cue to payment, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cueing the payment.
Hello, my friends. I'm Payman Motahede, and I welcome you all to another weekly Freedom Law School Freedom Hour recording session where you get to interact with me and my co-host, Ed Zoll, after I make a presentation recording, and we get to answer questions and talk about restoring freedom. So tonight, the topic is going to be on, again, the law. Everybody believes there's a law that requires them to file and pay income tax. That's why they do that. But is that really so? Those of you who go to our website, step one, you know, on the law, follow the law. We've shown you that that is the case. But some people are not satisfied. They want more proof that when they use the term, you know, United States and tax law, that really means only District of Columbia, right? We're going to show it to you. There's a lot of different definitions, and they knew it. So don't be tricked by them. You see a proof for yourself in different ways to satisfy you that you're not breaking any law. You are following the law, and you demand that the government follows the law as well. So with that, folks, we're going to get right to it. Give me one, two, three, we'll get going. Okay. Now, of course, I like to have my favorite book cover, The Federal Mafia, to start the program with, because this is a great cover. I couldn't do any better than this. So here we go. Ready? Okay. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will cover the topic of who is required to file a pay income tax in more detail. What I mean by that is this, okay? We all know that the 1040 U.S. Individual Income Tax Form applies to U.S. individuals. However, we covered that before, that when you look at the law from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, like the book right here having me, this is the federal tax laws, the Internal Revenue Code, the Bible of the IRS that they're supposed to enforce. When you look at this online version with the hide the definitions at the very back for you not to see, here on the Chapter 79 definitions, they define many terms that do not need defining, and the term state and United States, when you look on the in this, only apply to the District of Columbia. The only thing mentioned here is not any of the 50 states, but only the District of Columbia. All there is in the United States, and states listed is only District of Columbia as well, which is not even a state. But all the 50 states, people assume that they're there, but they're not there. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to show you many examples in tax laws and other federal laws where they have all these different definitions. You cannot assume anything. Okay, so here we go, folks. You all seen Section 7701 again right here. I'm showing it to you again. These definitions only include the District of Columbia. Nothing else is in there. Now contrast that with, you know, by the way, look at this, trade or business, Title 26. Also, Section 7701 says that trade or business includes the performance of the functions of a public office. What a ridiculous thing. How can a government agent, a judge, congressman, FBI agent be in a trade or business? That's for making money. That's for making profits. How can a government official be involved in a trade or business? It's absolute, utter nonsense to you and me. Because public servants are in a non-profit function of doing the work for all of us to protect our rights and our freedoms. How can it be a profit-making business for them? But you see, they can define terms any way they want in laws. And you better know that. They told you. You just didn't look. You just assumed it is what the average person thinks it is, but it's not. So here, you're doing your work now and doing look at the law for yourself. So let's look at another law. Look at this. If you're in oil taxes, okay, from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, here's Section 4612, tax on petroleum, on oil. So here, you have subchapter A, tax on petroleum, and you see these unique definitions for this subchapter only, right? Subchapter A, tax on petroleum. And they define many things like crude oil that do not need defining, but they also define the term United States. And look at this definition, okay? Means the 50 states spelled out. Yes, they spelled out not only the 50 states and the District of Columbia, but they mentioned all of these U.S. territories and property of the federal government, including the continental shelf areas and even foreign trade zones. How do you like that for being specific and detailed, right? So which definition are we going to go by? You know, well, the one that's there. You cannot assume all of these territories and 50 states are included in definition of 7701, you know, because they're not listed there in the United States. Because it's not there, it's not there. So let's look at more different sections of the law. Check this one out. This is Chapter 21, Federal Insurance Contributions Act, the good old FICA, that they take out your paycheck, the Social Security tax, so to speak. This is this. Look at this, how it has its own unique definition, okay? So here for FICA, it all hinges on wages definitions for the purposes of this chapter. What chapter? Chapter 21, Federal Insurance Contributions Act, right? The term wages means all remuneration from for employment. You say, oh, okay, employment. Well, I'm an employee. It applies to me, right? Many of you are employees. You think that's your wages? Well, it depends on United States definition. I'll show you. Look at employment has its own unique definition. Okay? So here we go down to 3121. Further down, way, 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 way down, folks. We're going to go down on this thing. Look, employment for the purposes of this chapter again, chapter 21 FICA. All this, you can come back, screenshot this, depends on the term United States. Here's something within the United States, okay? Well, here's the next one. It's something entered into within the United States. Okay? Here is something after the aircraft touches a port in the United States again. Well, there's that term, okay? And then with such vessel or aircraft when outside the United States. Oh, how about that? And how about the outside of the United States by citizen or resident of the United States? Everything hinges on the term United States. Of course, we're not talking about anything about, you know, anything with Social Security Act, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with this. So it's all United States. This whole thing, employment, depends on you doing certain activities which are all connected to the United States. What is the United States they're referring to? And Social Security FICA taxes. Here comes the shock. Okay. Let's go down and look at 3121 in E, state, United States and citizen, for the purposes of this chapter, FICA again, the term states includes the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the American Samoa. That's funny. None of these are U.S. states. Okay? These are U.S. territories. They don't mention any of the 50 states, New York, Texas, Florida, but they mention all these tiny, puny little, out of nowhere, U.S. territories as being states, which is ridiculous, right? And look at the United States. The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. Guess what's missing besides the 50 states here? Not only the 50 states are not included in the United States definition, but neither is District of Columbia. The headquarters, the seat of the United States government is not included in definition of the term United States. Is that accident? Should we put DC in definition of United States, even though Congress didn't put it in there? We cannot do that. We are not allowed. They knew what they were doing, folks. They deliberately chose District of Columbia out of definition of the United States. Therefore, all of these activities you see about United States related applies only to these four island U.S. territories: Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, Guam, and America Samoa. Not any of the people of the 50 states. You were hoodwinked to pay that Social Security tax, or worse, steal it from your employee's paycheck, send it to the It's Really Satan IRS. So let's go a little farther to look at more enlightening definitions. Here is, again, in Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, Section 993, Definition and Special Rules, okay, for domestic international sales corporations. Okay, whatever. Right, who cares? Well, here, again, they say, for the purposes of this part, right, they got very unique definitions here. We go down to the very bottom of this, Section 993, and the United States has a very peculiar definition. It only includes the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico and the possessions of the United States. Again, not only none of the 50 states are included, neither is the District of Columbia, because D.C. is not a possession of U.S. government. It is the seat. It is the U.S. government. It is U.S. land. See, you've got to go by all these definitions exactly as written by the lawmakers. Okay, here's another very important section from the tax laws, 6103, confidentiality and disclosure of returns and return information. So, very important, the law about privacy of people's tax returns. Well, guess what? 6103 has its own definition. Here it is. In B, for the purposes of this section, right? This whole section, not the little code, just this section, there is some specific definitions included here, which is right here. The term state means the 50 states. Well, look at that. The 50 states. The D.C., all these U.S. territories, and look at a bunch of this other stuff. Oh, but look at all this other stuff they've added in there, right? But it does include the 50 states in the definition of state. They did not forget about it and include these other territories and lands that are not states at all to begin with. Let's give you another example. This is from another law, okay? This one is from Title 8, Aliens and Nationality, okay? This is Immigration Nationality Laws, Section 1101, Definitions as used in this chapter. What chapter? Chapter 21, Nationality, right? Who's American, who's not? We go way down and see in Section 1101, the term state includes the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands of the United States. Interesting. It doesn't mention American Samoa or the 50 states. Very unique definition, right? And then the term United States, look, means what? United States means the continental United States. The 48 states, Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands of the United States. Here, guess what? American Samoa is not included in there, but in other laws you saw, it was included. And let's do one more. You'll love this one. From Title 28, Judiciary and Judicial Procedure, right? Section 3002. This is going to be a doozy. This one's not even any land involved. That's right. The United States is a whole different animal. Look at this. As used in this chapter, right? Right, in 3002, let's go down further. Look at that in 3002. The United States means a federal corporation, an agency, department, commission, board, or other entity of the United States, or an instrumentality of the United States. None of the 50 states are included. D.C. is not included. No U.S. territory, land, or possessions included. Only a federal corporation, agency, and departments, essentially. See? So when they use the term United States in tax law, and it's the United States means states and D.C., and state means D.C. only, that's all there is D.C. So therefore, when you see the form 1040 U.S. individual income tax return, this is not a 50 states U.S. individual income tax. This is actually a Washington, D.C. individual income tax return. If you are a citizen or resident of D.C., you must file this form and pay income tax. And the rest of you do not. Folks, it is said, people suffer for lack of knowledge. It is also said, seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Congratulations. You've taken some of the first steps to set yourself free. No longer a slave to the federal government. No longer have to give a part of your heart and money that you need, you and your family badly, due to thieves and criminals in Washington, D.C., who no longer are there to represent you or protect your life and liberty and your pursuit of happiness. Continue going to our website, freelawschool.org. Go through these steps, the seven steps to free yourself of virus deception, fear, robbery, and slavery, and you'll be a free man once again. Again, where you want to go is freedommoscow.org, and you'll find your way to freedom right there at our website. Excuse me, guys. Got a little water here. Okay. We're going to go, before we get to our question and answer session, although we got people waiting, like we have a call from Miracle 720. We can put the number on the screen for people who have questions. But we have, I'd like to bring on show Ed Zoll, my co-host, to talk about all this. So, Ed, what do you think about how they've got all these definitions and they put it out there for us, but they never told us to look for it. Well, they're not lying about it. They're not lying, Ed. It's in the books, been there for a long time. We just never looked. They just let us assume that we're slaves. Very good, very good. Thank you, thank you. Just had a good dinner. My wife made me some good wild grouper. My favorite fish. Mm-hmm. and with lots of butter. Oh, she just, my wife does such a good job. I'm happy just you catch it and I'll eat it. I'll eat the catching with you. Yeah, exactly. So how about if we go to some callers with questions then? Sounds good to you? Let's put the call number on the screen for people who have questions. We're going to go to our first call from Miracle 720. Oh, my friend, giving your first name only for your privacy. And how you heard about Freedom Hostel and then your question, please.
My name is Julianne, and I have I heard of Freedom Law School from a friend of ours who has been out of the system for the past 18 years. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure. So I myself have not paid or filed taxes in about 27 years, with the exception of 2016. I received it was like stocks that had been set aside for me when I was born and finally came to me at that point. And I was told I had to claim the increase of the stock from that year. So I filed that year, but that was the only year since 1996 or seven that I have filed. But mm-hmm. this year I've taken on work as a midwife, and one of those situations that hadn't happened before in my life, I'm making a lot more money than I had, and not sure quite what to do, because the people I work as an independent midwife contractor for have given me the 1099 form where they want my social, and I kind of not knowing what to do about it. I filled that out at the beginning. And so I'm just trying to sort out if I'm required to do anything, or if I should continue receiving payment in that fashion, if I'm not going to file, or if I should rather seek out something like a barter system or something to just not have the paper trails at all. Just wanted to get some counsel.
Okay. Well, Julianne, you are a proof, living proof, that when you don't file a 1040 income tax confession trap form, life will just go on. Irish will not put you in prison. You and your
right,
friends.
But I also,
you know,
haven't been in the system as much. I've been part of a small Christian community that has largely lived outside of the system for the majority of my adult life. And so we would do work trade in exchange for rent and find different, you know, thrifty ways to meet our needs where we didn't need as much finances. So
got it.
So, yeah, life has kind of changed a little in that area. And, yeah, just wanting to make the right choices.
Well, if you can look at my screen, on those of you who can, you see IRS in 2017 decided to leave income tax non-filers alone. There's a report I have from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, okay? And they said in 2017 in report, the IRS is basically leaving non-filers alone. And you see on the chart that I got before me for 2 years, 2009 and 2010, IRS used to come after, send some kind of a letter, at least one letter, to about a million non-filers. There's about 80 million non-filers out there now. So from the million, they went down every year, coming after less and less non-filers. Even simple, automated, generated, computer-generated letters that say, where's your return? A lot of them were not even followed up at all. By year 2016, it pretty much crashed, okay, to under 25,000. By 2017, they stopped coming after non-filers. And that's charted in front of me. In fact, the auditors criticized the government for their decision to suspend the ASFR program to come after nonfilers. And the IRS does have the 1099s and W-2s that third parties falsely sent to the IRS, telling the IRS that you were paid taxable income. But as long as they have you believing that, oh, because the IRS has the W-2 from my employer or the 1099 form from the third party I did some work for, they know about me. They got me. They're watching me. This satanic system is watching me. I better be a good slave and just go along. Others are going to find out I come and get me. As long as they got you convinced of that, they got you. Because it's all deception. Satan is basically, he's very smart and is based on lies and deception. Okay, so now you see this in front of you. So what you want to do, go to our website. There's 7 steps, folks, to free yourself, okay, of IRS deception, fear, robbery, and slavery. And you can live with our 100% guarantee if you choose. They're on our website. You just take the 7 steps. They're there. But step 3 is one of my favorite steps, because here, what do? We help you see, you got to realize that the IRS is over 99% bluff. Yes. IRS is the real Wizard of Oz that the corrupt major media has created to make you believe that, oh my gosh, if I don't follow up paying tax, even with W-2 or 1099s against me, I'm dead. They're going to put me in prison, taking my paycheck and bank account. No, that's not the case. You've been programmed. Yes, you've been programmed by the news media, the IRS, corrupt media, and corrupt charismatic preachers to file and pay income tax, be a slave. So your answer is, you're free, you're fine, but to have the confidence and peace of mind that you want and need, all you got to do, Julianne, is as you drive to and for work, go through the 7 steps videos on freedomlawschool.org. Then, when you go for lunch or dinner or breakfast, put your smartphone up. You can play the video again. Now this time you can watch it and double make sure that what you heard is not Paymon's opinion, is actually the law and the government's own reports. Julianne, you're free, and I hope to see you at the Restore Freedom Rally coming up in Orlando. Where do you live, Bubba, Julianne?
So I'm in Lancaster County, and I thought to mention my friend who pointed us in your direction. You probably know by name, I'm guessing, but Barry Dermaz.
Oh, yeah, I know Barry. Yes, a wonderful patriot. Yes. Yes. Hello to Barry from, yes. You live in Amish country, Pennsylvania.
That's right. And Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Well, hope you'll make it down here and pay us a visit at the Restore Freedom Rally in Orlando, February 2nd through 5th. If you cannot make it, folks, it's going to be the greatest event of the year, Restore Freedom Rally. You've never seen, you're going to be so happy you came. And Slave Nation, folks, our documentary about income tax and how America has been enslaved will be world premiere at Slave Nation. You'll be the premiere with a great food for you provided, watch and eat at the same time, and be empowered and feel great. Any other questions, Julianne, I can help you with?
Just like bottom line, the paper that I filled out that just has my name, my social, my address, which has changed 2 times since, it doesn't really matter that I continue working, receiving wages with them having that paper that they're, whatever they're claiming that they're paying me. I just don't really have to worry about it, basically.
Right, basically. But to your deeper understanding, look at the law that's made easy for you.
Yes.
For you to feel more confident, what you want to do is to go to freedomlawschool.org, watch those videos, and you're going to understand it deeply. It's not just me telling you, it's you knowing for yourself. Okay?
Right. I watched a good bunch of them today. So Thank you for your time and your efforts.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Let's see the call number on the screen for people with questions. Folks, if you have a question, you're going to be next. It's your chance. If you have any questions about the IRS, income tax, freedom, restore freedom, this is your opportunity to ask a question. The number is on your screen. What's the number? 657-383-1755. And then on your telephone keypad, press 1. And I'll take your question next. 702-683-1755. We have to put the number on the screen. It's not coming up for some reason on the screen for them to see. We're going to fix that problem, yeah. So, Ed, what do you think about Julianne and her question? Very good. Very good. Well, let's see. We have another caller on the line. But before we get to caller, folks, on your screen, it says call the number on the screen. Do not call that number now. That's a regular office number. They call a number to ask questions, a different number. We're going to fix that number that's not on the screen. The number you should be calling to get your questions answered is 657-383-1755. And then you press 1 on your telephone keypad. I'll take your question next. Okay. So to get your question answered, call 657-383-1755. And then on your telephone keypad, press 1 to be on the queue to get your questions answered. We have a call from here, code 818. Followed by another call from Miracle 406. Call from Miracle 818. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Are you there, caller? Do you want to speak up?
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Thank you, Paymon. This is Melissa Frost, and I heard about you about a year ago. And I don't remember the connection for how I found out about you, but I'm so grateful to be on the call right now. Somehow I lost connection about you for a brief period of time, and then it resurfaced somehow in my email.
Mm-hmm.
I think I got a text message from you guys, so that was very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my situation is this. In 2019, I purchased a special trust for the purposes of deferring my taxes for my 1099 income. It's a very specialized trust with 5 specific words like non-grantor. The other words are escaping my brain right now. But the language in the trust is specific to helping. It's more than just a normal, regular, routine trust. And most CPAs and IRS agents don't even know that this trust exists. So I purchased it for $25,000 and...
For how much?
$25,000.
Wow. Talk about the scam. $25,000 for a trust. Sorry about that, Melissa. You just broke my heart. Sorry about that, okay? And they gave you a non-grantor trust. Was it an attorney? Who was it?
Yeah, it's a... trying to think of the other words that go along with, but the 5 words are what make it a special entity. And so because it was so expensive, they also offered to do amended tax returns to recoup monies from your tax returns. So the IRS agent, the IRS enrolled agent who was part of this or working together with this company, amended 3 tax returns for me because of the trust, and the issue turned out to be that even though he was an IRS enrolled agent, he used language in the amendments that triggered an audit for me. And he called the contributions to the trust royalties. and did not guide me correctly by telling me that my corporation needed to communicate through an LLC, and then from the LLC it needed to go into the trust. And because I'm a nurse practitioner, somehow, and I have a corporation, somehow the procession of how the monies were getting into the trust was not directed correctly, and the language used to describe it was not done correctly. So I was audited for 2 years, and then the auditor opened a third year. So for the last 3 years, I have been under pressure and agony waiting for this audit to end, and then I have used holiday after holiday after holiday and evening after evening looking up millions of receipts and reports, and it's just been extremely fatiguing for me. After the audit was finished, then it went to an appeal. The appeal is now done, and what happened with the three amended tax returns is that I was able to recoup just over $25,000, which was really awesome because that's what the trust cost, and so I was able to recoup the kind of the fee of the trust. And that is the only reason why I agreed to purchase it, because I was able to recoup the cost. So now the appeal is completed, and now they want me to pay back $38,100. And this is after the appeal, because it was actually $42,000. And now I have to pay $38,000. And I signed the final, you know, form saying that I would do it. And I'm just absolutely crushed because every time I seem to get to the top of the hill and feel like I have a little bit of stability financially and have just purchased a little farm for myself to have some land and gardens, now I have to go and pay $38,000 to the IRS. And it just has been very discouraging and disheartening. So I wanted to reach out to you to see if there was a way around it. And it seems like, I don't know, if signing the form saying that I would pay it means that I need to follow through on my signature and my word, or if there's a way to change that for me.
Well, I'm not sure which exactly you signed, so I can't even give you an opinion. Maybe you can appeal it again to tax court and court of appeal. You got a mess, girl. These folks, you see why? These 1040 forms are a problem. People sign these forms. See, here it is. You sign a 1040 form, you put the rope around your neck. Okay, even with all the enrolled agents, former IRS agent experts, right? They charge $25,000. Yes, they still have you put your rope around your neck. Yes, put the rope of 1040 form around your neck, and you know your life isn't won't be the same. They just go through a constant, never-ending harassment. So yeah, stop filling out those doggone forms. That's what the problem is. Because people saying, oh, hey, Mom, I know about all the stuff you say about the law is correct. But I'm going to do the safety anyways. I file income tax. Because I don't want to be in trouble with the IRS. I hear that all the time, folks. You see an example of why the opposite is true. It's a very active filing a 1040 form. You put your rope around your neck, and you just wait for the IRS to pick your number among the 150 million filers who filed the confession form, and the hope in IRS will not audit them. Oh, my gosh. God, let this not be the year IRS comes after me. Let them pick on somebody else. All the slaves are afraid because they deceived you to file the rope around your neck, the 1040 income tax form. It is not safer to file. It's dangerous. Just not the corona jab. Millions of people got the corona jab voluntarily, believing, oh, I'm going to listen to my doctor, the hospitals, the experts, and I don't want to die of corona. So I'll take the jab and all the boosters to be safe. And the opposite is true. You're fine. You are not going to die of corona. But many people are dying of the jab. Seriously hurt by the corona jab. It's like a 1044. So, Melissa, I got good and bad news for you.
Mm-hmm.
The bad news, you already know. You got a hot mess. The good news is I can help you. I've been doing this stuff for over 30 years. I haven't filed and paid even a $1 of income tax to these crooks. By the way, this year's the anniversary of me being under criminal investigation and other parallel investigations by the IRS for over 30 years. And they never tried to indict me, put me in prison. Okay? So they get it for a celebration. So I can help you, but I need to see your paperwork. What these people did for you, did not do for you, what you signed, what happened step by step. So you need a one-on-one private consultation, okay, paid consultation, to call my office and get all your paperwork to me with a one-hour consultation for $600, cash only, and I'll take the time to sit down with you on the phone, see what's going on, and take it from there. What can be done and should be done to fix it or minimize the damage. I don't promise you magic. I'm not a magician. I'll give you honest answers what to do. But of course, you know from now on, no more filing any of these 1040 forms. Even your trusts, in your corporations, they are not required to file and pay income tax either. Folks, that's another thing that they've done, deceived us. Can I minimize my screen? Oh, here we go. You're not even the trust or corporation that for some reason my screen is not clearing up. I don't know what's going on here. I need to get to my other tabs. See if you can fix it. Let me see if I got to fix this. So here we got it. So here we go. Let me just check my screen because something's not working for me to show you what I want to show you. Okay.
Hey, Mon, but, I cannot see your screen. Is there a special place
online? No, I got it. I got it. I fixed it. It's good. So no, what was I saying about this? So your situation, I got to see your paperwork and I can fix it for you as best as possible. But get the one-on-one consultation with me with all my paperwork and let's go from here forward. Oh, I know that trust and corporation you got. Let me show you this about your trust and corporation. Here it is. You think your trust or corporation has to pay income tax? No, they don't. Okay? Here's the definition of corporation, right? Fine. Look at the word domestic. Domestic, when applied to corporation or partnership, means created or organized in the United States in District of Columbia or under the laws of the District of Columbia or of D.C. Your corporation is not a D.C. trust or corporation. In fact, it's not a U.S. person. We have a U.S. person also defined in the law, okay? And here it is. United States person is a citizen or resident of D.C., domestic partnership within D.C., a domestic corporation within D.C., okay? And a state or trust, you know, if a court within D.C. is able to exercise primary supervision over the administration of the trust, and one or more D.C. persons have authority to control all substantial decisions of the trust. Your trust and your corporations do not have to file and pay income tax either. Stop all that lies and nonsense and get your free. So call our office tomorrow. They'll tell you how you can get a consultation to make the cleanup of this mess you already got. Okay?
Thank you, Paymon. I will try to make it an in-person visit with you because I want to meet you in person, and I'm coming to the conference in February.
Great. Even better.
For it today. I will be there. I'll be there on Monday. I'm canceling all my patients Monday so I can be there with you. And I did not get the COVID injection because I knew what was going on with that, but now I'm completely on board with what you're talking about as well. I could tell that this is the right way to go. And I really appreciate you helping me. So I will book an appointment with you, but then I'm going to try to make it an in-person appointment.
Look forward to seeing you meeting in person. It'd be a pleasure, Julia. So Ed, what do you think about this and the situation of Melissa? We cannot hear you for some reason. You got a sound problem with Thomas Ed. Let's try again. Yeah, I hear you now. Go ahead. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, it'd be wonderful. It'd be wonderful. So we're going to go to the area code 406 caller, and then we have another call from area code 409. Okay. So from area code 406, please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
It's Russ. I got a friend who turned me on to it.
Very good. And how may I help you, Russ?
I'm a very old family ranch. We're 161 years old. Okay, back in the early teens, 20s, they lost in lieu of taxes 640 acres, and they bought it back 3 years later. But the county kept all the mineral rights. And I was just wondering, do you understand mineral rights? And, you know, it's a what they call right now, it's a split estate. The state owns the...
No, I'm afraid I don't know almost nothing about mineral rights. That's completely out of my realm of expertise, my friend. Sorry about that.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. But thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome, my friend. I wish I could do something for you, but thanks for giving me the opportunity to see if I can be of assistance.
You're
Let's
welcome.
Go from another
You're
call
welcome.
We have for now from America 409. Off America 409, you're live with Freedom Law School. Please give me your first name only for your privacy, and then your question, please.
Hey, Payman, this is Hadley again, my second week to call. I'm very close to filling out the online application. I have a question. My wife turned 62 years old in March. I turned 64 in May. So I understand that she can start drawing off my Social Security, which over my work career, I've paid maximum into Social Security every year. And I'm working with my company. I've already done the exempt on my 2024 W-4, but they're still amazed and shocked. Which that's another case. You and I talked about it last weekend, but doing this program, I guess I'm still able to go ahead and let her start drawing off my Social Security. Is that correct?
Let your wife draw out your Social Security?
Yes.
Is that your question?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
I'm not an expert on drawing benefits from the government or socialism. Honestly, I'm not very good at that. All I know is that I guess you can claim it, you take it out and give it to her because you're still alive. What I know is that when you pass away, then as some of that goes to your surviving spouse. While you're alive, I believe it all goes to you and you can give it to her as you wish.
Okay. Well, I've got – this is I've got a friend that knows quite a bit about benefits, but I just didn't know if you knew about it. I'll reach out to them tomorrow, as well as I saw in Section 3121 about the FICA and the other taxes. Mm-hmm. So now I have a section to go back to, but I'm still going to be patient with my employer and the payroll people because they said that they're looking into it, but if they come back and say they can't stop it, I'm gonna ask them to put it in writing. I'll turn it over to George at your office. God bless you. I hope to see you on the weekend of the second. Thank you for all you do.
Welcome.
Love you, brother.
Thank you. Love you, brother. Look forward to seeing you in person. And look, in step five on our website, okay, on question authority, okay, where you file and pay income tax only if your congressman can show you the law that requires you to file and pay income taxes. It also applies to employment taxes as well. If you go within step five, I get petitions to send your congressman. And I'll assure it to you that these are based on U.S. government's official legal websites, okay? So here's the employment taxes. So this covers the issue of Social Security taxes that the employer takes out of your paycheck and steals it, gives it to the IRS. Here it is, okay? And you write your congressman to correct you if you're wrong about the employment tax laws or investigate the widespread misapplication of these laws by the government, okay? Payroll taxes, you know, unemployment taxes, withholding income tax, reporting on a W-2 form, these false statements. So once you do this, and, you know, you should go to your employer and say, look, based upon the law, that in these petitions quoted from U.S. government's official legal websites, you are not an employer to take money out of my paycheck. Here is section 3121 on screen. Okay, talk about employment and how it applies only, for example, to certain people doing certain things within the United States, which means only the four U.S. island territories. Okay, so you could do that, take that to your employer. If you have a small employer, not a mega employer, you have a shot at educating him. And I'll work with you, support you, to have him stop withholding from your paycheck, no more stealing out of your paycheck at all, anything, no federal taxes. And same thing with all your fellow employees. You'd be loving and taken care of. So thanks for calling Hadley. Let's work on that together to restore freedom, brother. I look forward to seeing you very soon. Ed, what do you have to say about all the situation of the last two callers we got? And the thing about Social Security, Ed, is that, you know, they tell people that, oh, I paid this for all these years so I can get something in retirement. And the fact is, your money was spent down the federal rat hole right away. Yes, your money was never put aside for your future retirement. He was on corruption and waste and wars, bailing out banks, all that stuff. They spent right away. So the money that you're getting on Social Security is money that is currently being stolen from people that are working right now. There was never, ever a Social Security trust fund. It's all smoke and mirrors to believe somehow that, well, I'm going to get something out of it down the road. And it's all, again, more lies and deception. So with that, folks, we're going to go to callers. If you have a question, folks, The call number is 657-383-1755. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know you have a question, and you're going to be next. If you want to get the question answered now, call 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1, and I will take your question next. Okay. By the way, well, if people are thinking about calling and asking questions, I want to let people know we just added our banquet speaker on there. Is he on there? Peter's not on there. Is he? Let me refresh the page. Peter Ong, St. Ong, is going to be our banquet speaker on Sunday night. Here we go. We got him on the screen. Yep. Here we go. Yep. Peter's saying, Ong is going to be our speaker. No. Sunday night banquet, maybe you've seen it before on Twitter. You know, he's the expert on economy, technology, and marketing. He's been a big speaker on many conferences and on even TV. So he'll explain things in a very interesting, funny name, but tells you how it is. And some people call him the most interesting economist in the world. So he's going to be our banquet speaker on Saturday, on Sunday evening. So with that, folks, the call number is 657-383-1755. Once those W-2s are 1099s, go to people, our phone's going to go off the hook. People are going to call me and say, what did I do about the W-2 I got? The 1099, I heard about you all year long last year. Now I want to know, tell me what to do. So if you have a question, ask it now. You're going to get very busy in the upcoming weeks. Okay. By the way, next week, next Thursday night, I'm going to be not here. I'm going to be in Utah doing a presentation there. So what you'll see next week will be a recording session that I'll be having. And I probably will not have a question answer session. I may have somebody else answer some of your questions for you. So if you want to ask questions, this is your chance to take advantage of it. We have two callers right now waiting, America 760 and another caller from area code 406. Let me see. I'll make sure I get this right, because the previous call from Erica 406. Let me see what's calling from Era prefix 589. So we took care of him. Okay. From Erica 760, my friend, you are live with Freedom Law School. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, Payman. My name is Fran, and the reason that I got involved in this is because of my daughter, Michelle. She had been listening to you for quite a while. And so I have a couple questions and then just something else to ask you about. So Just recently, within the last, I would say, 2 months, I don't know if you're familiar with the Epoch Times. It's a weekly newspaper.
Yes, I know.
They're against communism. They're very, very patriotic. It's a wonderful newspaper. And they had 2 full-page articles saying how the IRS is going to start coming after people that haven't been paying their taxes. So they seem to be getting a little bit more aggressive than they had been. And I noticed that you, on the screen, on the TV or my computer screen that I watch you on, that you have things that go back to, 2017. But do you have anything that's more, more recent than the 17?
Yes. Bottom line is that Epoch Times is one of the better magazines out there. It tells you a lot of good information and truth, but they are still misled and deceived on the question of income tax. And they put out this propaganda unwittingly that, IRS is this powerful god that will just strike down and kill you if you don't file a pay. Look, that what they quoted in that article, I know what you're talking about, is people who've filed, confess to owing the IRS, and then don't want to pay it. That's not non-filers. That article you read about is about people filing, saying they'll do the IRS and not paying it. So if you don't file, You don't owe the IRS anything. He did not give you a right to trial. You give up your right to trial, folks, when you fill out the 1040 confession form. What happens there, you say under oath, I'm going to show you right now, okay, on my screen for those of you watching. You say on your own that under oath that you owe the IRS money. Here it is. You see that on line 37. You say amount you owe. This is the amount you owe under oath. You claim you owe the IRS. And you did that confession under oath, under penalty of perjury. Those are the people that Epoch Times article and that news release talks about. The people who don't file at all, you never confess anything, you have the right to trial and challenge them, you're fine. All right? Any other questions?
Yes, I have two other questions. The first one is, well, I guess I can put them together. Because I'm not going to be paying, I'm going to be joining your organization. I'm not going to be paying federal or state taxes. I read something just recently. I don't remember where I read it, but they said that if you don't pay those taxes, especially the federal, that you would have to stop using the mail service. You have to get a P.O. box.
No. No, that's not true. No!
Okay.
All this patient mythology around there, this baseless legal theories out there.
Okay. And then the second thing that was mentioned is that I would have to stop voting because I would have to get off the voting list and I couldn't vote
anymore. No. Who told you that? Fran, who told that to you? Your daughter, friend, your sister? Who was it?
I thought I read it in an article a few
weeks ago. Okay, all right. Well, the internet is full of baseless legal theories out there. I'm a sovereign citizen, state citizen, U.S. national, not a U.S. citizen, UCC. You know, I don't use zip code on my mail. I'm back under common law. Whoa! Sovereign, not under Admiralty or Finch flag, statutory jurisdiction. You know, and on and on and on. Nonsense. Look at Freedom Law School, what I'll show you. This is the law. What I'm showing you is it from U.S. government's official legal website, uscode.house.gov. This is official source of law. This is text contains the laws in effect on January 5th. You know, in 1999 was in this one. Okay, I haven't updated it since then, I guess. But this is the law. It's right there in effect. Oh, okay? So you don't have to go with some nonsense theory out that people are throwing at you. Okay? So don't go all over the internet wasting your time. Go through our 7 steps at freedomlawsuit.org and answers are all right there on government's own official legal website. All right, friend?
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate all you do for us, and I can't wait to actually do all of this and get it going. I'm waiting for my forms to be sent to me so I give you the accurate numbers. So, Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Fran, and maybe you can make it the right. Where do you live, by the way? What state are you from?
California.
I know, a 7-6 area. I used to live down there in Phelan by Victorville. Whereabouts are you?
This is Oceanside.
Ocean, you're the south side of that area. Good. Okay. Got it. All right. Very good. Well, we're going to be doing an event in April with Marie Crowley of Mary Crowley Ministries in April in Orange County. Maybe Dana Point, maybe by Orange County Airport. Yes. So we'll be coming to your neck of the woods. Yes.
It's
in the works.
Go ahead.
It's coming, so just stay in touch with us. Yeah, we'll be there. Dr. Mary Crowley will be speaking at our rally. Okay, and yeah, but hopefully by that time we have a location to give you. Here it is, Dr. Mary Crowley, one of our speakers. Okay, so hopefully we'll be seeing you in person there. Because that is a long ways from California to Florida. We're going to come to you.
I'm still waiting for my pamphlets to be sent to me so I can – I was the first caller to get in line to get the pamphlets that were just printed, and
We just got them. Did they – well, call them to verify they were shipped out to you. Please call and verify we shipped them out to you, folks. Where's this beautiful new brochure? Do we have anyone here? Oh, man, we got to get some here. We get the beautiful new film lobster brochures. They're really, really nice. And okay. The call-in.
We send them to you to pass it to
your, yes, your friends, co-workers, family, and say, look, I'll pay you $1,000 if you show me this guy is wrong. Right? Chance people. Sometimes that's what they need. They're going to say, you on. I'll prove it to you. Oh, thank you. I very much appreciate you taking the time and correct me by correcting him. All right, well, Ed, what do you get to say about all that, my friend?
Thank you, Payman.
You're welcome, friend. Thank you for calling. Ed Zoll, what do you get to say about all this, my friend? Any input you have on this happening and what the friend has to say? Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're government's own official legal websites, folks. You know, how can you argue with that? So with that, let's go. We have two more calls right now from area code 406 and area code 954 following him. 406 area code caller, please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yeah, this is John up here in Montana again. I heard about you from a coworker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So I fired up my printer and got on your website, and I printed off all the paperwork for the congressman, everything, and then I have this U.S. State Senate from Charles Grassley.
Mm-hmm.
So his claim goes against your claim, mm-hmm. and it says the IRS debunks frivolous.
Oh, I have it right here. You don't have to read it to people. I have it. I have his canned letter of Charles Grassley for everybody to see. Okay, here. His claim doesn't go against me. He just ignores everything. First of all, let me Charles Grassley. His letter in June 2022 to one of our students is not his. Oh, here we go. Here we go. I got it on the screen. This letter you see in front of you, let me address that. I'm glad you brought it up. From Senator Charles Grassley, okay? He's the second in command on Ways and Means Committee of Senate. That's the one that spend the money of yours with all the waste and corruption, right? His specialty is money, supposedly, and how it's spent. And his signature is not his signature. There's a phony computer signature, first of all. His assistant aide put on the letter that he never saw, he never read. So you read his letter, well, here's a response, okay, to a long petition which quoted the law. Thank you for taking the time to contact me with your concerns. Oh, looks like he just might actually respond to what I'm saying. Read it. He's thanking me for expressing my concerns. Oh, then I could expect a reply, right? Point that point specific reply like I asked him, right? Well, let's see. He says, as you search here, it is important to me that I hear from you. Oh, good, even better. Please accept my apologies for my four-fold delaying response, misspelling by the staff. They got two fours in there, not one. Fine, Senator. I'll excuse the misspelling in response. I appreciate hearing your concerns regarding the legality of the federal income tax. Oh, you really do? Well, let me see. Your actions speak louder than words. Many individuals and groups have raised similar arguments in the past as to why they believe they do not need to comply with federal tax laws. Wait a minute. Similar arguments. How do you know my argument is similar to other people if you never read my letter? You never read my letter, did you? You had your sister just send a rubber stamp canned letter to me. And listen, person argues A and B and C are all different arguments. The argument is I'm a sovereign citizen, a U.S. national, you know, different things. You haven't responded to mine. And also, mine is not an argument. Our argument is none. We quote from U.S. government's official legal websites, United States House of Representatives lawyers. They publish the laws. We quote them.
Yep.
The United States Treasury regulations and U.S. Supreme Court. That's some argument. This is quotation from the laws. So now that this crook, Grassley, has changed this, my letter to be something different than what I said, look at the rest of his nonsense that he's trying to make up. Now he says, I encourage you to read the following report in which the IRS debunks frivolous tax arguments. Wait a minute. You just said I'm wrong without showing me that I'm wrong. All you do is saying, go over there. Someplace over there, you're going to find what you're looking for over there. And you know what's funny? IRS does not write laws. No, they don't. They only execute the laws that Senator Grassley, you and your fellow lawmakers wrote. You could look up the law. In fact, you know, the senators and congressmen, they have a division of the Congress that's called the Congressional Research Service. It's the lawyers of Congress that do legal research to the T for congressmen. That's right. Full-time lawyers that at the direction of a senator or House member will look up the laws and legality of it, court cases, constitutionality, and give you a report. This guy's wrong or right or what you should do or not do. But it doesn't even bother doing that. No. He just says, oh, go over there. He just dismisses you. This is taxation without representation.
Yep.
In fact, it's worse. At least founding fathers were finding taxation without representation. We're finding we don't owe the tax at all. And you don't even represent us to stop the taxes that we don't even owe to begin with. So let's go on a little bit more to see what the grass is. Hold on. I want to see everybody sees your the letter you're talking about. And then he goes and says this. I would like to take this time to highlight some of the information presented in this report, specifically sections detailed the meaning of certain terms used in the Internal Revenue Code. This section explains why all employees, not just those of the federal government, are subject to federal tax, income tax. Additionally, this section refutes the idea that the United States consists only of the District of Columbia, federal territories, and federal enclaves. Great. If there's such a thing, if I'm wrong, why don't you take the time and quote it to me? Am I not important? Don't you work for me? You know, this is like, just get out of here, boy. Go there, just eat your little dog food. And don't bother me. I'm too busy raising money for my next election campaign. Okay, that's the, yeah. So let's see. So after that, now he says this. With that being said, I agree that it is important for Congress to enact policy which reins in overburdensome levels of taxation on American workers and businesses. I spend much of my time in the Senate crafting legislation which aims to make the tax code simpler, fairer, and more pro-growth. Such policies leave more dollars in the pockets of those who earned it and also know how to best spend it. Oh, now he's saying, I am such a good guy. You should vote for me. See, I'm trying to save money on income taxes. After I blew you away, ignored everything you said, without even reading anything you wrote about at all, I could not refute you. And I'm just saying, just vote for me. Because I need more votes to get reelected. And then ends by saying, as a senior member of the Senate Finance Committee, which he is, I will continue to advocate for common sense tax policies which will benefit American workers and businesses. You can rest assured that I will keep your thoughts in mind. Oh, really? You keep my thoughts in mind? You haven't even addressed anything. You didn't even look at it. Wake up. What thoughts? You don't know what my thoughts are. You didn't give an attention to any of my thoughts or findings in my letter. What do you mean you keep my thoughts in mind? What a liar. He doesn't read my letter. Doesn't know what I'm thinking or saying at all. And he just said, give me a canned letter. I'll keep your thoughts in mind. Man, what a gall. Such a gratitude you got to lie like that in my face. We just ignored me. Right? And then at the end, he says, thank you again for contacting me. I value your input. And I ask that you please keep in touch. Really? You value my input? You're lying? You're a liar? You don't value my input at all. You don't even care about my input whatsoever. You lie to me like that and you ask me to keep in touch? Well, maybe what you ought to do is take his letter, go to his office, you know, and say, you ask me to stay in touch and I'm here, staying in touch. I'm at your office. Okay? Let's talk. I'm staying in touch. Address what I'm saying in my letter. Show me if I'm wrong. I'm wrong specifically, like I ask you to. So let me ask you this. Is this, John, the letter that you received? Or do you have a different letter than this one? When John Senator Grassley responded to you?
No. The way I started this conversation is I went on your website and I uploaded all this because I'm trying to get all the paperwork ready.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had a copy of this. And I just wanted to see what his claim was because he's challenging you going against what you're telling us.
No, he's not challenging me. No, he's not challenging me. That's not a challenge. He's being dismissive. That's not a challenge. It challenges when you address the points of law made. You're dismissing like oh, you're just a racist, bigoted, anti-Semitic, anti-Muslim, homophobe, Islamophobe, like Hillary Clinton, right? You're a bunch of, whatever. You know, they just label you as all those horrible things, and then now I have to listen to you all because you're such a terrible person. That's what he's doing. He's not challenging at all. He's just dismissive. So go ahead, John. You were saying, what's your question?
Well, I was just calling it out on that, but I'm glad I brought this up to your viewers. Because you just answer a lot of questions for a lot of people on this page. So that's a good deal. And our forefathers, which left England when England was trying to unite and trying to get us into that slavery, and that was the biggest thing that America got started on in 1787, was representation of fair taxation. So that was the biggest forefathers deal, was no taxation. They just left that country. So that is how this country is designed. And then my buddy just called you here a little while ago, Russ.
Well, hold on, John, hold on. I gotta get to other people's callers. Do you have any questions I can help you with right now besides this issue? What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Okay. Asking me about the state of Montana, how they took, he was a rancher for 116 years.
Okay.
Five generations. Okay, now, he was talking about mineral rights. Exclude that. But his family owned that mineral rights And then they didn't have to pay taxes for 3 years. And then after them 3 years, how he should have said it was they had to start paying taxes again. But what they did is they took their mineral rights from them.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to know what agency he has to get a hold of to see if there's other cases or how Montana can take your mineral rights when they said no taxes and give it back to you.
I'm going to give you my best guess. Okay. Bureau of Land Management, I think, handles all this kind of stuff. Okay.
Well,
so I don't know. I don't know. First, I don't know. Honestly, I do not know. So I'm just telling you that's my best guess. I would contact the Bureau of Land Management who's doing this stuff and asking them, hey, what law are you operating under, all that stuff. But I'm afraid I can't help you on that, my friend. Is there any other question you have about me, John?
Nope, not right now. I don't. Thank you.
All right, my friend. Thank you for bringing up all these good questions and issues you brought to our attention. Ed, what do you got to say about this congressman like Grassley who just ignore our everything we say, just blow us off? What's your take on all of this?
Well, what I'm going to say is they're all corrupt. They're all doing tyranny.
Mm-hmm. Good, Ed. You saying, huh? Yep. Yeah. And then he's from the small state of Iowa. The senators from big states like California and Texas, Florida, they just ignore you. You know, some small state senator give you these dismissive letters. But that's, folks, how bad it is. We don't have any more representation in our government, you know, whatever's left of it. So that's why we got to defund these guys that we've been voluntarily funding. Anyhow, let's go to our next caller from area code 954. You're live, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Well, P-Man, this is Chris. I am a student already.
If you're a student, then, Chris, you can get on. You get on the way. But as a student of Freedom Law School, Restore Freedom Plan member, you can get unlimited consultation. Just, you know, call our office privately, get all your questions and concerns answered. You don't have to air your situation publicly. I just want you to know that because you're entitled to that. You're one of those people that's the payment. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm going to be part of something great, taking the country back. I'm going to contribute to it. I could keep all the income tax money for myself, but I'm going to give a little bit of it to you to take our country back for all America. And so I appreciate that. But having said that, if you want to air it here, you can do that, Chris. Go ahead. Say what you want to say here.
This is more of a general, not really specific to me, so maybe everybody would benefit. First, I'd like to make a comment. When you have a co-host, Ed, I believe, he doesn't come over on the phone. I don't know why, but I can't hear a word when he's speaking. The other thing mm-hmm. is the gentleman with the mineral rights. I got a property in a city, and I got property in a country. And if you look at the deed, the one in the city says I have no mineral rights. But the one in the country actually says I do have mineral rights, and that includes water. So you might look at your deed. I don't think they can go, you know, if you have a deed, I don't know how they can just change the laws on you. I mean, I think the deed would supersede that, but I'm not an expert on that. What I wanted to bring up tonight was now with Title 26, my understanding is one of the reasons, you know, we look at the code is they can't tax me if I'm in one of the states is because they don't have jurisdiction, right? Like for instance, the colonies, the 13 colonies were independent countries and they joined the Union, right? So
yes,
they can't go and so that leads to, you know, I'm almost like a dual citizen, right? Like I'm a national to my state, but I'm also a U.S. citizen, right? Almost like a dual
Correct.
Citizen.
Yes.
So I don't want to get into patriot myths, but isn't there a way I've heard you can actually get two passports, one for a U.S. citizen and one for your state, a passport?
No, what you heard is a misunderstanding, this old patriot mythology, okay? I'm going to address it right now for you. See, for nationality purposes, we are U.S. citizens. Title 8, aliens and nationality, you know, for those purposes, we are all U.S. citizens and U.S. nationals and citizens of the state we live in. But for tax purposes, we're not U.S. citizens. You see, for tax purposes, I'll show you on the screen, okay? Here we go. Well, here we go from Title 26, tax purposes, Internal Revenue Code. See, definition of the United States is what? Is the District of Columbia. So for tax purposes, we are not U.S. citizens. But for nationality citizens, you'll see I got it right here for you. The term United States, which means, you know, what's the United States a citizen? Depends what the United States is. United States, in a geographical sense, means the continental United States is 48 states, Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands of the United States. See, for national purposes, we are all U.S. citizens. And these wonderful patriots who give you patriot mythology take things out of context. They're saying for all purposes, I'm not a U.S. citizen. Yes, you and I, all of us, are U.S. citizens and U.S. nationals already and a state citizen. You just don't, you know, they cannot confuse it. Remember, the term United States, I showed you earlier, the United States in Title 28, judiciary and judicial procedure. For court purposes, when you're in court, in a lawsuit against the government or they're coming after you, Title 28 is what? The United States doesn't even mean any land. It means a federal corporation, agency, department, and so forth. So it's the context that is important. The context makes a big difference. Okay?
If I get a regular passport that says U.S. United States, that's the geographical sense, not
right.
The corporation or the okay. And
No. The first half, yes. Second half, no. That blue passport is just fine. You don't need to get a green passport. Now that's for people, you know, who are you know, it doesn't matter green or blue. It's irrelevant.
Okay.
But and corporations, let me address the corporation. Governments, by definition, are not living human beings. There's no such thing as a government like a dog or a cat or a human being. It's all make-believe. So by definition, governments are all corporations. The George Washington and company, what they created, those 13 states were corporations, still are. And so is the federal government back then. So that's non-issue, the corporation issue. Okay.
There'd be no such thing as I got like a Minnesota passport. There'd be no such thing then.
Right. There's none.
Okay. Okay.
Because in 50 states, you can travel freely.
Well, no. I mean, if I went abroad, the passport, I couldn't
travel. Well, that's one of the things that the states delegate to the federal government with common foreign relations. So, right, you want to go to China, Egypt, or Japan, or England, You don't need to get a passport from California or Texas or Florida. You get one from the United States is good enough for everybody. That's one of the things that delegates the federal government to handle those things on behalf of the people of the states.
Okay.
All
right. That's all I had. Thanks.
You're welcome, Chris. Okay. Well, before we get to Ed, get his input on all this, I'm going to announce the call number one more time. If you have a question, you have one more chance to get your question answered. Call area code 657-383-1755 and the telephone keypad. Press 1, and I will take your question after we hear Ed's all comments on the previous caller. Ed, are you there, my friend? Have you heard about this U.S. national and green passport? These issues, have you heard about those before, Ed?
I have, and this is among the cacophony, the buffet of patriot mythologies. You told me, stay away from them, Ed. Stay away. I'll get you in trouble. Okay, it's true. I mean, it's an interesting, I'll give this to the patriot myth creators, because we're the patriot myth busters. That's what we are, right? We bust those myths. But the patriot myth creators, they're very creative. So this concept that you could have a passport at state level, a passport at national level, you know, it sounds plausible, right? It sounds like just there's just enough of plausibility to, oh, maybe this will work. But in truth, I mean, no, it's just mythology. You have a license at a state level, but none of these things are going to connotate immunity or exclusivity from government intervention when it comes to this passport concept. I've never seen anything like this. I think that maybe should be the first clue. Right. If you've never actually seen this utilized in a business or by an individual, it is what you say. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. There are real things you can do to fight back. And what Freedom Law School is doing is real. It's backed by evidence and it's backed by payment. Can you imagine going against payment? All right. There's a force of will behind this man because he's got the law behind him, actually. The law behind him, because he's citing it right back to them. But this other stuff, the people that told you about this, they're going to leave you in the wind when you finally get arrested for this or attacked over it. There is no backing. There's just the mythology. Mm-hmm. You know what? Myths die hard. All right? Mm-hmm. Myths die hard.
Well, Wesley Snipes, the black actor that went to the jail for taxes, and he had not filed. He was an example of that. He did a bunch of patriot mythology from this guy in Florida called Eddie Kane, who just totally misled him to try to write a check-looking type of thing, like a site draft, they call it. Basically, a homemade check to pay his taxes and get a refund on the balance of the money that he had paid his taxes. And they came after him for that. And fortunately, his lawyers did a good job of saying, look, he was misled by this guy, you know, he was really deceived. And the jury saw that. But on not filing, he had no preparation, no reliance on the law like we do here. And that's why he went to prison. So yes, patriot mythologies are very dangerous. And we come across them all the time, man. You know, people come across this. So unfortunately, it's one of the things we need to address on a regular basis, that people, you know, stay away from patriot mythologies. When someone claims moon is made out of cheese, and they tell you, well, of course, we got to look at it. It's the color of cheese. Isn't that enough evidence?
Wait a minute.
That's cheese? Seriously. People make arguments about so nonsense. They say, people say, well, payment, I wrote this letter to the IRS, and the IRS left me alone. Therefore, my letter was the reason and it left me alone. Well, that's false conclusion. Just because it left you alone doesn't mean they agreed with what you said. Doesn't mean they read on the students that, oh, yes, you're right, you got us. No, they're just too busy. In fact, the previous letter you got was not nobody sent it to you. It was just a dumb computer sent out a letter like you to a million other people. These are computer-generated letters. The IRS sends out. They don't sit down and write your handwritten letters. They don't have time. And they just are too stupid and ignorant, illiterate to write a letter on their own. The lawyers of the IRS would give them just form of letters to send out every so often, you know, put their signature on it at best. So anyhow, well, very good. Looks like we got you know, we got it done for tonight. So I'm gonna remind everybody, folks, Slave Nation, the documentary that Ed Zoll and his team put together will be premiered at the Restore Freedom Rally. Remember, by the way, Ed Zoll and his team, Laura Witzke and them, they were a part of the team that put together Died Suddenly documentary. If you've not seen Died Suddenly, you need to go on Rumble and see it. Okay, it's censored on YouTube, but you have to see it in free platforms. They put that wonderful documentary, over 20 million views has had. They're doing a great job on finishing up Slave Nation. You want to be there at the Restore Freedom Rally, folks. 2nd through 5th. Coming up of February in Orlando, Florida. We got great speakers. If you cannot be there in person, you can watch it online, but we got Stu Peters, Laura Loomer, yours truly, Joe Bannister, Connor Boyack, Dr. Peter St. Ong, Mindy Robinson, James Edwards, Stephen Kirsch, Ellen Brown, Dr. Mary Crowley, Joby Weeks, Alex Newman, Jim Gale, and more. Folks, you're going to have a great time. Friday night banquet, Saturday, Sunday are the main events. Slave Nation, Saturday night, the 3rd, and Monday, Restore Freedom class. The solution at the end is actually not only free, we actually pay for your hot lunch to be with us all day Monday about restoring freedom in America for you, your family, me, my family, all of us as Americans. That's why no matter what you do, be sure to come to the Monday Restore Freedom Fast. Okay, that's the most important part. Absolutely, you cannot make it online, folks. Watch it online. Very important movie. So with that, I give you my love. Thank you for watching, folks. I love to meet every one of you and work with you to restore freedom. So I'll be back for you guys, folks. Next week, I'll be in Salt Lake at the event in Salt Lake. Call us. Deacon, well, I forgot the name of it, but call us office. I'm going to be in Salt Lake this coming weekend, and I'll see you in February at the Restore Freedom Rally coming up.
Heyman who?
Lotta Heyday.
Heyman Lotta Heyday. Who is he?
Never paid taxes for 30 years. Bought the U.S. tax court and won.
I haven't paid income tax in over 30 years, and you don't have to either.